This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, hour number three. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Yeah, they do. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. That's 877-807-4048. Call in if you dare. We already know that they're trying to pin both of these shootings were done by madmen, okay? Or as the British would say, madmen. We know that. We know it. But for some reason, this had to be something that Trump instigated. The El Paso killer, in his meandering manifesto, which was a mix of pro and anti-Trump ravings and negative words for Democrats, based a strange combination of hate for migrant surgers and weird obsessions with automation, was essentially rooted in greenie ideology. Easy enough for leftists to pin on Trump, and most did. I don't know how greeny ideology is something that's easy to pin on Trump. Aren't you guys the climate changers? But then they're the ones with whom the argument wasn't good enough. Some tried to put their thumbs on the scale to falsely create a narrative that this freak was a conservative. Addicted to guns and Trump. They did dishonest things, Apparently picking and choosing from his ravings wasn't good enough. They needed to alter the facts. So, his name, by the way, was Patrick Crucius. He had a profile on MyLife.com. MyLife is an American information brokerage founded in 2002 as Reunion.com. MyLife, let's do this like a live read. MyLife gathers personal information through public records and other sources to automatically generate a MyLife public page. For each person described by MyLife is a complete Wikipedia-like biography on every American. Well, at 2:46 p.m., MyLife had a profile saying that he was a registered Democrat. At 2:50, the leftist changed his political affiliation from Democrat to Republican. At 2:52, his profile was changed again. His description now says he is a Republican and QAnon member. Then there's the picture of the guns. There's a picture of a shotgun and an AR and then a couple of revolvers, a couple of semis, and it's spelling the word Trump. Except on Twitter, Ian Miles Chong found out that this is another hoax. This picture of guns is arranged to say Trump is trending, attributed to the El Paso shooter with claims that these were his firearms. A quick reverse image shows that the shooter did not take this photo. It's been on Reddit for ages. There's 41 results for that, by the way. So, neither of these things were true. Both were dishonest manipulations to smear Republicans and their leader. What this shows is the extent to which the left will go to pin anything they can on Trump. People who did this were extraordinarily dishonest and very desperate, trying to alter facts in the name of scoring political points. Obviously, they were Alinskyites who never let a crisis go to waste, and like Bill Ayers, they're convinced that the end justifies the means. For them, facts are malleable. They'll do anything to cast blame to people who had nothing to do with this madman, his ravings, or his evil act. Their ethics are showing, and they aren't very good ethics. Right now, one thing about gun grabbers, they're always looking for a reason to grab guns. And right now, once again, this is Sandy Hook all over again for the Democrats. They think the wind is at their backs, and now they're coming. And right now, Senator Kamala Willie Brown's side chick, Harris, the presidential candidate who wants to take away your private insurance, has a lot of other things she wants to take away from you, including your weapon. In the wake of the two awful mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton, she called for gun control on Twitter. Last week it was Gilroy, today it's El Paso. How can our country tolerate this? My prayers are yet again with families who are grieving, and my thanks are with the first responders, but that is not enough. We must act. She's also in favor of the following. At a town hall hosted by CNN, of course, she said that if elected, she would sign an executive order mandating background checks for customers of any firearms dealer who sells more than five guns a year. She can't do that because there's no law that exists to actually do that. So, you know, that's not something she can actually do. The executive actions would also include more stringent regulation of gun manufacturers that could result in revoked licenses or prosecution, as well as an attempt to close a loophole that allows some domestic abusers to purchase guns if their victim is an unwedded partner. There are people in Washington, D.C., supposed leaders, she said on CNN, who have failed to have the courage to reject a false choice which suggests you're either in favor of the Second Amendment or you want to take everyone's guns away. We need reasonable gun safety laws in this country, starting with universal background checks and a renewal of the assault weapon ban. But they have failed to have the courage to act. She said she would introduce these executive actions if she didn't get movement in the first 100 days. Now in remarks to the Washington Examiner, she says she intends to achieve gun control through house-to-house searches, something she's done in the past. When asked by the Examiner if her plan would include legal gun owner databases or gun confiscation via law enforcement visits to residents who own banned firearms, she replied, "I'm actually prepared to take an executive action to put in place rules that improve this situation. I also have, as part of my background experience working on this issue when I was Attorney General of California with a K, and we put resources into allowing law enforcement to actually knock on the doors of people who were on two lists, a list where they had been found by a court to be a danger to themselves and others." Now, there may be some, let's play devil's advocate, there may be some logic to keeping guns out of the hands of some of these people, but given that this is the government corruption, or this is government, corruption and mistakes are pretty common, you know, and the measure is a slippery slope. But for her to cite these house-to-house confiscations as her great achievement and then call for sweeping gun control in reaction to mass shootings doesn't sound like she'd stop at expropriating guns for just those cases. She also says she'd govern by executive order to get her gun grabbing done. These are her super cop instincts in play, the same ones that enabled her to keep prisoners in life cheap labor beyond their sentences and defend false testimony from bad prosecutors, even if it meant innocent people were kept in jail. She is a power abuser, and her threat to confiscate guns by hook or crook, executive order, if not legislation, is a thinking of a similar power abuser. Kamala Harris has really overestimated her value to the American people. I have nothing against females. I do have a problem with females in politics who get there falsely, which is what she did. The kind of things that she did could only happen in California. They could only happen in California. She's very much a California critter. So, this is the person, by the way, that wants to, this is the person that wants to be your president. Well, listen, we'll be knocking on your door. You got Joe Biden who's going to come and take him away. You got him. You know, at least Swalwell's not here. He was going to nuke us. So things are getting better, right? All right. Enough of this nonsense. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Number to get in is 877-807-4048. That is 877-807-4048. Yes, I did. I can read. Yes. I can read. We have lost something as a nation, as the funerals for our dead begin to unfold this week. There will be the usual noise of the finger pointing. When the invitations to prayer are mocked, you know there's very little reason to hope for a constructive debate. The problem here is that we can't sit back and not have a reason something happens. People right now are all looking around saying, why did this happen? How did this happen? Some of these people that were murdered were probably church-going people, had very strong faith, and their loved ones are sitting around saying, why did this happen? How could this happen? The simple question, Occam's razor dictates the reason things happen is probably normally going to be the most simple reason there is. And simple reason that things like this happen and continue to happen and will continue to happen is that evil is real. Evil is real. There's a point where some of these twisted people, there's a capability if we reach them at a certain time where we might be able to turn the tide. Might be able to turn the tide. At the very least, maybe we could take them off the street. But it comes down to this. And this is not about guns, but it comes down to if you cannot be trusted with a gun, you should not be allowed to walk the streets. That's harsh, isn't it? But it's true. See, society is broken. And it's easier to blame hardware, and it's easier to blame ideology than it is to fess up to the point to where our policies, and this would be the leftists that would have to do this, our policies have caused this, and now we have to fix this. If society was a motor, the leftists have been throwing monkey wrenches in the works for years, never expecting it to actually stop running. And then when it stops running, then they've got to sit back and figure out what they did to it, what finally broke it. And they're not going to do that. They're not even going to try. They tout common sense gun reforms. All the while they're demonizing and even targeting for extinction weapons which are functionally indistinguishable from those owned by hunters and sports shooters and countless other law-abiding Americans. They call praying doing nothing. When these wishes actually reflect the only path toward fixing what needs to be fixed. Because the problem here is people. People need fixing. Our social fabric is torn to bits. These tattered pieces are falling among fractured families, weighted down by inattentive or absent parentingrelationships are shattered by political tensions. We used to navigate around with goodwill. We've tossed aside concepts of personal responsibility. We don't even have shared values anymore. We do have social media, which is morally vacant. When you get on social media, you are in a morally vacant hallway. And in social media, this is where we see stoked the darker instincts of tortured and unbalanced people who used to be reined in by the mitigating effects of real, meaningful, one-on-one relationships with people. Eyeball to eyeball, face to face. The God we once called on in great numbers for guidance and comfort is now just as often mocked. We are left to rely on our own wavering instincts, which has given us as a nation filled with self-absorbed children and adults bereft of coping skills and constantly primed for the next perceived outrage. And you're not going to fix any of this with legislation. There's not going to be a backslapping news conference featuring members of Congress announcing they have magically healed the nation's soul. But here's the thing. There will also never be some stupendous piece of legislation that ensures that guns are held only by responsible people. The choice is very simple. A society is either free or it is not. And if it is, there will always be examples of citizens misusing these freedoms. So there's nothing to consider. There's no idea to ponder in how to address these tragedies. There may be in the form of laws that pay attention to problematic people without hindering the liberties of others, but how do you do that? An idea percolating from leftist California to purple Arizona involves a temporary court order prohibiting guns in the hands of people who have displayed demonstrable red flags of the types that have preceded many mass shootings. But, you know, then we're looking in the dark hallway again of social media. And we're taking away due process. And our system is human. And it doesn't work perfectly, but it does not need to involve snatching legal weapons from the hands of countless Americans who are not a threat to anyone. If liberals can't choose their fixation, if they can't lose it, then the conservatives are willing to give this path an experimental run. Then you might see a rare example of common ground. But I don't expect to see that. Do you? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police and federal agents continue to investigate a deadly mass murder in Dayton, Ohio that left 9 people dead. FBI Special Agent in Charge Todd Wickerham says the suspect was obsessed with violence.
We have uncovered evidence throughout the course of our investigation that the shooter was exploring violent ideologies. And based upon this evidence, we're initiating an FBI investigation side-by-side with the Dayton Police Homicide Investigation to make sure we get to the bottom and we explore everything and we try to understand the best we can why this horrific attack happened.
President Trump and the First Lady will both be heading to Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas on Wednesday. North Korea says its latest missile test was a warning against joint military exercises between South Korea and the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. That is 877-807-4048. Have you ever seen that movie, And Justice for All? It was a, it was a very good flick. It's back from the old days, though. It's back from the 70s, I think. Essentially, you have this lawyer. And this lawyer is, he's got this thing about this judge. The judge was played by John Forsythe, and for some reason, I can't remember the star's name. You know, he was in Scarface and some other stuff. I can't, what's up? Anyway, somebody can help me with that, I'd appreciate that. The judge gets tied up in court. He's being charged with something. So the lawyer goes in there and gets in front of the jury. And I mean, what he's doing is masterful. And what he's telling people is that, you know, Lady Justice is supposed to be blind. This ensures fairness. This ensures justice. And this ensures that there's justice for all. It's quite moving, actually. I really enjoyed the movie. I wish I could remember the guy's name. And it's horrible because this guy's a big guy. Anyway, I digress. So while everybody is fixated on El Paso and Gilroy and Dayton, especially El Paso, because this was all racially motivated, right? Racially motivated. Now, first of all, we all agree we can't have racism here in the United States. I'm not calling for the eradication of my political opponents, but then again, most people aren't this unhinged. They're at least sane enough to recognize that even if they think such a good thing is a good idea, they're better off not saying it out loud, especially in front of some people. But for the media, they can express it differently, such as choosing which stories get national attention and which don't. For example, when they fail to call attention to a man standing on a street corner, shooting at black people and screaming about how he doesn't like them and wants them out of the neighborhood, it's clear they're condoning that behavior. They're supporting white nationalism by failing to report it and call attention to this blatantly racist act, right? And the thing is, this sort of happened. But it wasn't a white guy shooting at black people. It was the other way around. It was an 18-year-old Ohio man is in custody after he was charged on video, or caught on video, shooting at cars and shouting racially charged remarks at people. Devonta Allen was identified in a July 25th incident, which was caught on camera. He reportedly shot at passing cars while yelling, "I don't like white people in my hood." WKRC-TV reported that Allen fired several shots at passersby. None of those people involved in the incident were hurt as a result of his purported actions. Authorities charged Allen with four counts of felonious assault, according to WKRC, but only after Allen turned himself in 4 days after the incident. WXIX-TV reported that three of Allen's alleged victims were white and one is black. Allen insisted that he only returned fire after victims shot at him to begin with. WXIX reported that the victim's statements did not match up with Allen's recollection of the incident. This and other statements made by Allen are inconsistent with the videotape evidence and statements from the victims and witnesses, police said. So in other words, it looks like Mr. Allen was taking shots at white people who drove through his neighborhood simply because they were white. What do you call something like that? Shooting at people just because of the color of their skin. Oh, yeah, that's racism. Yeah. There's no excuse for this kind of thing. But, you know, for me, the lack of national media attention is very troubling here. Had the roles been reversed, and this had been a white shooter taking aim at minorities, we have around-the-clock coverage of this incident. We would also have think pieces outlining how Trump is responsible for this and how our society is to blame, and everything else. Why? Well, you know, we're not getting anything from them. We're just getting crickets. And the reason is because media doesn't care if it's racially motivated. They care if they can advance a narrative. They could actually go after this with a gun control angle here. They don't even do that, because if they did it, they'd have to acknowledge a racially motivated attack where white folks were the victims. This is why you can't trust the media, and this is why you can't trust them on guns or any other issues, because they will ignore inconvenient stories and focus on the ones they can use to try to take away your rights. And you have to understand the whole basis under which they're operating here. What they're trying to do is get you to believe something. They're trying to get you to believe that this is wrong and this is right, and if you want to be on the side of right, you got to do this. So they're actually trying to manipulate your behavior to give up rights, to get in with them. This is the only way. This is the path to righteousness. This is the path to salvation. Only this way can you be good. The only problem with that is, let's say you did go for that. eventually, you get rid of all the people that, you know, were the marginalized folks. They're gone. And then one day, you know, that's the thing with totalitarians. They can't not be totalitarians once they start. So then they're out there and they want to know how you're thinking. Well, do you still have the faith? Do you slip? Do you do this? Do you do that? And then before long, everything you're doing is being questioned. Because this kind of thing is like a self-consuming virus. This is not media. Okay? Now, I will acknowledge to you that all media has a bias. It's inherent. It's run by people. That's just going to happen. But this is evil. This is evil. Remember the poll where most of America thought that the actual big problem in America, the biggest danger to America was media? Yeah. I'll go with that one. I know not, I tell you all the time, don't listen to the polls, but somebody actually got out there and got it right. Just like a broken clock. It's going to be right twice a day. Just like a broken clock. So, there you have it. You have an instance where another horrific crime is being attempted. Now, this one didn't come off, thank God. And I would say that if it was people being shot at were black or Hispanic or Asian or plaid or, you know, whatever, Armenian, Eastern European, Polynesian, it doesn't matter. If somebody's trying to kill people and that doesn't work, I'm happy that people didn't die. Because I'm against violence. I'm not against freedom, but I'm against violence. There's a huge difference between the two. There is no equivalency between them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA?
or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at Aero Precision USA. I'm not tired or nothing. I don't know why I can't talk. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. When you look at the Democratic debaters, well, if you're a Democrat, you should be in despair. You've got a hackneyed collection of motley mediocrities that includes, among others, an unrepentant crusty commie, an ersatz squaw, a gold-digging narc, a handsy grandpa, a furry, and a New Age weirdo who unironically channels Oddball from Kelly's Heroes. To quote the gender fluidity pioneers of Twisted Sister, America, if that's your best won't do. Now we're supposed to ignore their undeniable lousiness because we're in a crisis. Crisis appears to be that our elite has been denied total power via the defeat of Pantsuit, but that's not how they sell it. It's a crisis of rampant bigotry. It's a crisis of foreigners not being subsidized by Americans. It's a crisis of the weather maybe being different in a century, but these crises share one thing in common. Only the leftist elitists can save us from them. Well, there is a crisis, but it's not the one they're pushing. The looming existential challenge we face is not the failure to appease some angry climate goddess, but rather the frivolous priorities of those bored beneficiaries of the bounty of Western civilization. They got handed a world of peace and prosperity unparalleled in human history, and instead of appreciating it and protecting it, they want to toss it all away. Well, why? Because they got handed it. The dummies who make up our elite don't value the society they inherited because they think this is the natural state of man, that all this just sort of happened, and that it will go on just sort of happening forever, no matter how much they undermine the foundations of the happenings. But it won't. Let's start with the most basic problem, which is that the undistinguished members of our ruling caste hate the people they presume to rule over. It's not simply a matter of regarding us as uncouth and vulgar, not our sort of people. It's hate. Bitter, clingy hate. And our elite feels no obligation to the people who make their cushy lives possible. A functioning ruling class at least tries to rule. Ours finds that too much work and instead focuses on Chardonnay and condescension. If you look back in history, and the upper class at least showed up for the hard stuff. The Roman elite was out there on the battlefield with the peasants. That was after they allowed the mob into the army. For a long time, only the patricians were allowed to fight. The British upper class was out there on the battlefield, too. The elite used to acknowledge obligations to their lessers, and when they stopped doing those things, well, things went sideways. When Flavius and the gang decided to let the barbarians handle the strenuous work of defending the empire and chilled in the local vomitorium instead of hoofing it to the battle of the Parthians, Rome started to fall. The British upper class didn't do anything harder today than ring up the two local bobbies to demand the arrest of the Twitter yobs who say the mean things. The American ruling class is garbage, too. Did any of these 671 Democrats up on that stage ever seem to side with their own society? Nah. Trump utters the phrase America first, and that whooshing noise you hear is the sound of millions of our betters collectively wetting themselves. They don't value what they didn't earn, and they didn't earn their exalted position within the society. It was there already. A Ferrari parked in the driveway. Mom and dad retiree tossed them the keys and surprise. They wrapped it around a tree. Our elite is made up of Kennedy kids, inbred mediocrities of other accomplished sires, easing their pain with the dope of politically correct ideology. And a lot of times they overdose on that. And that's what all this PC nonsense is, an analgesic to dull the throbbing ache of their own manifest unworthiness. When they detect and call out alleged racism or sexism or transphobia or fatphobia or whatever, they become the heroes of their own story. Now, they aren't fighting off the Germanic hordes on the Rhine or contending with Zulus at Rorke's Drift, but gosh darn it, they're still brave warriors slaying these dragons. Except instead of wielding swords, they wield whining. We should give them a parade. They vanquished man-spreading. They defeated all those people telling little curls they can't do math. They're heroes. They may not be doing sweaty, dangerous stuff like exploring the origins of the Nile, but they were, or would be, Dr. Livingston, I presume. But I want to be clear that what I am presuming is not your gender. What are your pronouns? They can't be real victors because they're not fighting a real battle. They can't achieve anything because all they do is try to tear our society down. So they manufacture crises so they can pretend to conquer something and feel the giddy thrill of pretend heroism. But that strenuous avoidance of strenuous challenges in favor of imaginary struggles doesn't actually push aside the actual challenges. It just compounds them, letting them grow. And grow like a tumor. Someday, when our society is forced to abandon our fixation upon embarrassing mock conflicts because the real ones have shown up, we may find we can't resist, that our muscles have atrophied from decades of boxing shadows. China's on the rise, and its kids are learning calculus and building carriers, while ours are being read to by drag queens. The Islamic militants are still out there, despite the heroic efforts of our own non-elite citizens to winnow down their numbers over the last two decades of wars over bumbling betters, you know, that they refuse to win. Our enemies have two things our elite lacks. They have seriousness of purpose, and they have confidence in their own dogma. And, of course, someday the bill is going to come due for all the free stuff that we only recently discovered was a human right. Little did we know that some dudette from Oaxaca is owed a tummy tuck paid for by a West Virginian auto mechanic. The Democrat candidates are a very unserious bunch, avatars of an unserious elite spewing unserious nonsense. The only problem is that while they live in their own little imaginative world, as furries and hands-on grandpas and, you know, trying to be oddball and Willie Brown's side chick and fake Indians and all this other stuff. The problem in their imaginary world is they actually live inside of a world that is a deadly serious place. They look at you and me for taking personal responsibility of our own safety and our own freedom. They look at that and they see that as a threat, because if we can do it to the world at large, we could do it to them. So while they're out there telling you that we need to disarm, that we need to give up these weapons of war and all this other stuff, what it all boils down to is that they're afraid one day they're going to do something to us, and we're going to do something back. And that's all it boils down to. They're afraid that we might look up and see the Tree of Liberty has wilted, and we might decide to water it. That scares them. That real world, that real deadly serious world, is a very frightening specter for them to see. All these people that talk about guns and assault weapons and all this, you know, they have no idea what they're talking about. All they read is what they read. They have no reference based upon real world experience. Tomorrow night, we should be back with the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. I don't know who she's bringing or if she's bringing anybody. It might just be me and Keita. And, of course, we'll be talking to Dean Weingarten as he hopefully is no longer in Madison, Wisconsin. I hate thinking of him in the leftist place. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.